This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on February 2nd, 2012. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Next item on the agenda is the Western Representation PAC, Draft Advisory Opinion 2011-28. Vice Chair, we have a late submitted document.
We do, Madam Chair. I move that we suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents so that we may consider agenda document number 12-06B, which is actually draft C, of a proposed answer to this request.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you. Mr. Buckley?
Thank you, Chair Hunter. Good morning, Commissioners. Since the January 19th open session, a new draft response has been created. This draft corrects certain statements in the previous two drafts and seeks to harmonize the analyses in those two drafts. Like the previous two drafts, draft C concludes that the committee may not exclude the cost to place each independent expenditure ad on Facebook from its aggregation of costs for independent expenditures made with respect to given elections, and also concludes that the committee must attribute the cost of its independent expenditure Facebook ads to individual state primary presidential elections on its monthly reports. The commission received one comment on draft C, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Mr. Backer is in the audience with us today. Thank you for coming, but I don't believe we have any questions for him. Please let me know if that changes or if I've got that wrong. If not, do we have any questions, comments? But Madam Vice Chair?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I intend to support draft C. I just have a comment on the comment. Sort of an odd statement in there that asserts for something for the commission, which is kind of an odd thing for a commenter to do. The commenter says, the commission appreciates the significant reporting burdens that such reporting may impose, which likely constitutes an unconstitutional burden on the committee's free speech. I'm not sure on what basis the commenter believes that to be the view of the commission, but I just wish to state for myself that I do not believe that it's an unconstitutional burden. And in fact, I think the courts have already spoken to the not only the constitutionality but the importance of timely disclosure.
Any other comments? Commissioner McGann?
Thanks. Yeah, it's funny. When I read the comment, I pulled the same sentence and I thought, well, that's kind of cool. I guess I won the day. But I guess I didn't. It's a tough one because you're talking about, you know, single-page reporting that has been upheld. And I don't think as applieds have made it to the Supremes, but people have toyed with them in lower courts. And it's a tough one. And I think the draft, which is draft, what are we up to now? C? C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. Watching odd TV shows now that I haven't watched in years. Getting ahead of the curve. I'm pre-screening. See how Sesame Street has changed since back in the day. Can't be too careful. But it's okay, I guess. He won't be able to see Hillary the movie on pay-per-view. Oh, yes, he will now. Yes, he will. That was too hot for pay-per-view. You know, it's tough because you have a reporting requirement, and at some point there is going to be the case that comes along that says that it's too much and too complicated and therefore too burdensome. It's tough to do that in the context of an AO, and even if we were going to pretend we have black robes on, I'm not sure I have in front of me enough to say this is the case. Maybe it's buried in here somewhere, but I can't seem to do much here other than to say, look, you have a reporting regime. The commission has anticipated this to a certain extent, where you can do an estimate. The problem there is you may have over-reporting. It may be over-inclusive, under-inclusive, all that stuff. But I don't see it here, and I feel like my hands are tied to a certain extent. Because we're not saying what I think some would wish us to say, which is you have to report everything down to the penny with metaphysical accuracy. Otherwise, you're filing a false report, and then we're going to send you across the street. That's just not how the regs reflect it in reality, and that's just not what we're doing. I mean, we are, I think, showing some flexibility. I think the commission has over the years, but at a certain point, there is this reporting obligation. And to me, the central question of can a political committee just show it on their monthly or quarterly and not do an IE report? The answer to that's no. You have to still do an IE report. So to me, the question is how do you make this work? I think we've all taken a look at some other committees who do these kinds of ads, and it does seem like other committees are breaking it down to a certain degree. So it doesn't seem as if it's impossible. Now, impossibility is not the standard. At some point, it's too much of a burden. But it's not easy, but not easy doesn't make it unconstitutional. But if it is too hard, that does make it unconstitutional, I suppose. I wish I could do more. I don't feel I can. I think draft C is, at this point, the best we can do given the facts presented. So I just wanted to put that on the record and say, left to my personal devices, I agree with the concerns raised in the comments. I'm just not sure that it's something that matters to the commission sitting here with a statute and a set of regs that really have not had problems in the courts, so to speak. And someday they may. New technologies, the way things are moving. When the statute was passed in the mid-70s, it was a simpler regime. You had a TV ad, maybe it's a mail. Okay, you do a report. This becomes a lot more of an accounting burden. I hear you, but I'm not sure that we're to the point where the commission can say, oh, yeah, obviously this is a problem. We need to redo everything and redo it in an AO. As much as I personally wish we could simplify, we can only simplify the reg book as much as the statute is simplified, and the statute requires a report. And I'm not sure we have a lot of flexibility to carve that up all that much. If at all, we can interpret the statute, and I think we're doing that in an AO in a way that lets people still do what they want to do. And sure, there's a regulatory burden, no question about it. Whether the commission appreciates it in the terms that the requester says it or not, really, it is not particularly relevant. I certainly appreciate it. Anybody who's done it has appreciated it, but that's not enough to, in the context of an AO, do something different. So I don't like C, but when compared to all the other options, it seems to be good enough for me. Thanks.
So I've tied it back in.
Vice Chair's laughing.
I have very fond memories of watching Sesame Street with my children.
Any other questions or comments? Is there a motion? I just want to say thank you to OGC for helping put together Draft C, and also to the Reports Analysis Division.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that the Commission adopt Draft C, a draft response to the request of the Western Representation PAC.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it, 6-0. Thank you. Thank you. We will take a recess and reconvene at 11:15. Thank you.